Under Mountains of Ocean is the next Marquette Symphony Orchestra concert coming up this Saturday, featuring bluegrass music, a tuba soloist, and a romantic symphony, and more. And we have two special guests in Studio A this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. We'll say good morning to Octavio Masarokas, maestro of the MSO, and concertmaster Janice Peterson. Welcome.
Good morning.
So it's good, to see you both here again, and it's already up to the, let's see, the second to last concert in the overall main season of the MSO, correct?
Yes, yep. It is.
Yeah, so this is the February concert called Under Mountains of Ocean. So, Octavio, can you tell us a little bit why this is a special occasion for maybe tuba enthusiasts or bluegrass music enthusiasts as well as orchestral enthusiasts?
Actually, yes. So this whole program became came together starting from the tuba concerto. So when we had the concerto competition and the youth concerto competition, and we decided for a tubist, we thought that he did an outstanding job. So we decided to go with it. And even though we didn't know what to expect, because that we are doing the premiere of the orchestra version, the composer composed the piece first for piano and tuba, mm-hmm. and that's the person that the soloist submitted. And then when we awarded the prize, we just realized that there was not an orchestra version, so we are actually just premiering the version. So it is a substantial work, and we decided to build from there. We also just knew that there was the Bluegrass Festival with Hiawatha, and we approached and they approached us, so we decided to just collaborate together. So in my mind, everything just kind of like click together. Like if you think about it, it may seem like very disparate program, but actually just what it makes the unity of the parents, the American music, or I would say even say Americana, even the Americana sense of the bluegrass, but then the American music. I mean, you cannot just get more American than Howard Hanson, and it just became like this. His music is part of the American symphony tradition, but also just what he was just known. Almost like the Americana sound, because it was just composed in a moment that the American music or public wanted. It required this kind of like enthusiastic and beautiful music, and so that was just the response of the composers at that time, like Copland, Howard Hanson, Schumann,
Americana feel of the time,
exactly. And so we have everything just comes together. Like if you see the program from abroad, you just at first you think, well, this is just very, you know, this program. But when you think about it, everything makes a lot of sense. So we have this. Such a American composer as Howard Hanson. Then we have a tuba concerto, which is a new piece, but it's American at the same time. And we have a bluegrass piece, which is, of course, is American. So everything, you have a little bit of American music of almost, I wouldn't say every style, but many styles are there. So it's just at the end, it is a program that actually I'm very... and really looking forward to offer to the community, because it's just very eclectic, but at the same time, very unified.
Right, so that common thread of Americana is going to travel through all of those pieces. So,
and the one area that we aren't hitting at this concert would be American jazz, and we have a jazz trumpet player coming for our last concert of the season to cover that. So,
So between
it's
the two
pretty
concerts,
exciting.
Yeah, I'll be covering all of the Americana bases and different genres as well. That's really exciting that so much can be included in one concert here. So, tell us a little bit more about the work and the preparation for this tuba concerto, because this is a world premiere piece, and it's also the youth concerto winner for this as well. Evan Ziegel is the tuboist, and I believe that this tuboist and the composer also have Michigan connections as well.
Yes, I don't remember where Evan is from originally. I know that he graduated from Michigan State, correct?
University of Michigan.
University of Michigan, okay. Ann Arbor. And so they are both actually both are coming from down there, but also the composer, his parents, or he grew around here.
His father, I don't think he grew up here, but his father lives in Nagani.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So the composer will actually be, the composer will be here, and he will be staying with his father.
Exactly.
That's very cool. Yes, yeah. Very nice.
And the quartet, the Bluegrass Quartet, is also from Ann Arbor.
Right. So between the two peninsulas, there's a lot of Michigan connections to whether it's the composers or the performers on stage. And I was also reading, this isn't so much a Michigan connection, but the Hanson Symphony was also commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, I think, when it was originally written. So that's just a little bit of a tie-in there.
But there is just even more tie with museum, because that Horace Hanson composed the symphony while he was in Interlaken. So
kind of like a theme.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like of a preview of the performance was taken there. And so he just was quoted about, you know, like thinking of the theme while he was there in Interlaken because of the beauty and so on. And so to this day, that middle, you know, the slow section in the first movement, actually it repeats through the symphony, it's still part of the Interlaken, is the Interlaken theme.
Right. So, and that was that theme that closed a lot of their concerts?
It closed every single concert.
Everyone,
in the summer. In the summer, not in the winter, but in the summer. Mm-hmm. And so this is the funny thing is this, every person who has attended Interlaken Arts Camp in the summer, they've played the theme, because every concert closed with the theme, which is they play maybe 16 bars of the slow part of the theme, mm-hmm. part of the slow part. And so what they do is just they have the concert, every concert just finished with, you know, the clap and so on, just, and then after it's done, the concert is done, every ensemble or every concert, they just play this theme. And when they play the theme, after they finish, no one is supposed to clap. And just you have always just said, you know, like there is always the tradition, like, you know, some people just don't know, just get too excited and start clapping, and just we have 200 people shooing everybody else. And
there are lots of members of the orchestra that have attended Interlaken, and we were all mm-hmm. talking about how you're sad to be leaving camp, because mm-hmm. Interlaken was always the best time. Uh-huh. So we're all
best
sad to be.
Yep,
we all just loved it there. And when you're playing the theme, you're also thinking, I don't want to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're already emotional, and then that piece just really. Mm. Many of us are worried that we may start crying right. while we're playing this symphony.
Yeah, there might be some memories right. of that for a lot of your players,
a lot of us,
mm-hmm. possibly a lot of the audience as well, if they.
Yeah.
Yes. To Interlaken,
yes.
or have supported their programs there as well.
Yeah.
And you've also been a part of Interlaken over the years, too.
Yes, 10 years. So, and the funny thing about this is just that usually the Interlaken theme in orchestras, which is what I've done there, is conducted by students. So, except for the last concert, which is the concert that ends the festival, mm-hmm. is conducted by the president. But the orchestras I conducted, the theme was always conducted by students, and I never conducted the symphony number 2. So this is also the first time that I conduct. It's very interesting. There's just an emotional even that I'm going to conduct finally the Interlaken theme.
Yeah,
and it makes very it's fitting that it's in Michigan. So
right, that kind of closes the gap of wanting to have that feeling of actually taking the reins over the piece. That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's an opportunity for you, and an opportunity for many of the players who've been to Interlaken to have a little bit of those feelings again. But all in all, a very positive experience for that. So when is this taking place, and how can people get involved?
This is Saturday night at 7:30. It's our typical Kauffman Auditorium kind of concert. I know there are tickets still available. I've had a lot of people tell me that they're going, so people might want to go get their tickets ahead of time.
Right.
The website is a really easy place to get links. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mark@symphony.org. You can head on there, and you can also head on to the NMU Easy Ticket outlet to find out about ticket information. And we should also mention that this isn't just the MSO concert, which is an event of itself, but this is also part of a festival that's happening in town called the Winter Roots Festival. So let's talk a little bit about that. So this is kind of a combination of efforts. You'd mentioned about the Bluegrass piece being a collaboration with the Hiawatha Music Co-op, also involves the Peter White Public Library, the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center and the Bowmere Heritage Center. So this is a first-time festival for the region, I believe, right?
Yes, I think so. Just they've tried. Of course, they have their summer festival, and they wanted to do this festival, and so this is the first try, I believe. I wasn't... since I became the conductor here, I've tried to just meet with people, and just Hiawatha was one of the first organizations that I met, and they told me about this festival that they wanted to try for the first time, and I just really wanted to just collaborate with, I really want to collaborate with other organizations in town, and so I thought that this would be just the perfect moment. We had the date, our date was set, and their date was being just taken for on that weekend too, so just I said, well, let's get together. Mm-hmm. And so we found this, I conducted this piece before, actually the Coney Ellis or the Whiskey Before Breakfast, which is a compilation of some bluegrass songs that he recomposed just pretty faithful to the original.
Sure.
And it is just, of course, each bluegrass group is a little different. So this one is different in that they have a violin, they have a banjo, cello, and bass. And so I'm really looking forward to see how they just take this piece. I heard this is the first time that we will be working with them, the first time that I will be working with them. Mm-hmm. But I saw some videos, some performances, and they are spectacular. So yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And now in a situation like this, do you see any challenges conducting a symphony and a bluegrass ensemble at the same time? Do you think they'll be good, have good eyesight to the conductor compared to your orchestral folks?
Yeah, actually, this group... I don't know them personally. I know of them, and I have some connections with some of them. Mm-hmm. And so I know, like, you know, some people were emailing me these things. Oh, you're working with this person. You're working with this. You're working. My student is playing this group, and so on. And so I know that they actually just became a group after they were in Ann Arbor studying classical music. So they're exceptional musicians. Mm-hmm. Not only on the bluegrass route, but also on the classical route, mm-hmm. and I know by reading on their resumes that individually they have their own experiences as orchestra players. So mm-hmm. we are all looking forward to this.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds like it'll be a wonderful opportunity to combine forces and combine different genres and sounds all together again. The Marquette Symphony Orchestra with a world premiere piece, Tuba Concerto, Under Mountains of Ocean. That's from Nelson T. Gast. Both of those, the tuba player and the composer with Michigan connections. Also collaborating with Westbound Situation. They're from Ann Arbor, a bluegrass group that'll be part of a piece. And again, we talked about the Howard Hanson Romantic Symphony No. 2, all happening this Saturday, the 23rd of February at 7:30 p.m. at the Kauffman Auditorium. Anything else that either of you two would like to add about this upcoming concert?
I've been telling people that this all, you know, looks like a lot of different things, and maybe it's not everything that you're into, but this is going to be a night to remember because there are going to be things happening that a lot of people have never seen before, especially the tuba concerto. Mm-hmm. I know I've been playing music for centuries, and I have never gotten to play in an orchestra that accompanied a tuba concerto. And this one is especially technical and mm-hmm. and quite incredible. It's a very demanding work. I think there will be a lot of people in the audience who are going to leave saying, wow, I have never seen or heard anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, and the bluegrass with the orchestra has not been done with us. We have played the Howard Hanson Symphony before, but not under Octavia's direction, mm-hmm. and his passion and precision really take us to new heights. So this is something that people will talk about for a very long time.
Wonderful. Well, Octavio and Janice, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Again, the Marquette Symphony Orchestra, Under Mountains of Ocean, this Saturday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. in the Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.